And in the end, the love you take is equal to the love you make.
Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers.
It's a crash course for the Ravers.
Where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Crunch, crunch. It's time for Acoustic Sailing. Welcome to the program. Acoustic Sailing's on every single Saturday from 4 to 5, right after Crash Course for the Ravers. Thank you, Brian and Brian's posse. It's Earth Day, folks, and are you marching for the science community? I hope you have the science community in your thoughts and prayers, because they need you. This is WMFO in Medford, and as always, we start off the program with acoustic music, and then we break through the acoustic ceiling and play Freeform. Glad to have you with me. Call me at 855-915-9636. If you have any request, I will play it, and I mean it. I will play anything. 855-915-9636. Thank you for tuning in. This is WMFO Medford.
Oh, I marched to the Battle of New Orleans at the end of the early British War. A young land started growing, a young blood started flowing. I ain't marching anymore, for I killed my share of Indians in a thousand different fights. I was there at the Little Big Horn. I heard many men lying, I saw many more dying, and I ain't marching anymore. It's always the old to lead us to the war. Always the young to fall. And look at all we've won with a saber and a gun. Tell me, was it worth it all? For I stole California from the Mexican lands, and I fought in the bloody Civil War. Yes, I even killed my brothers and so many others. So I ain't marching anymore, for I marched to the battles of the German trench in a war that was bound in all wars. And I must have killed a million men, and now they want me back again. But I ain't marching anymore.
It's always the old to lead us to the wars, and always the young to fall. Look at all we've done with a saber and a gun. Tell me, was it worth it all? For I flew the final mission in the Japanese skies, and I set off the mighty mushroom roar. When I saw their cities burning, I knew that I was learning that I ain't marching anymore. Now the labor leader's screaming when they close the missile plants. United Fruit screams at the Cuban shore. Call it peace or call it treason, call it love or call it reason, but I ain't marching anymore.
Creek was running by the road, and the buck-eyed sun was shining. I rode my bike down Alum Creek Drive. When I was a boy in Ohio, the English teacher, he didn't care. He challenged us to checkers, and once in a while we'd swap a joke. When I was a boy in Ohio, once I was caught playing hooky from school. They found me home in the evening. I confessed I'd been to the movie show. When I was a boy in Ohio, we would wait for the summer to come, for swimming and picking.
And I had to than when I was a boy in Ohio.
Good old David Buskin right there with Boy from Ohio. That's a song by Phil Oakes. This is WMFO in Medford, and Phil Oakes also wrote the song prior to Boy from Ohio. We heard I Ain't Marching Anymore, and I got some exciting stuff right after this message.
Psst. Yeah, you. It's me, your heart. Listen to me. We've got to talk. High blood pressure is serious, and yours? Whoa. What happened to us? We used to be so much more active. But lately, you've been ignoring me. I know you think I'm just gonna keep ticking away forever, but you're wrong. You can do so much more to control your high blood pressure. Doing the minimum isn't doing enough. I'm under a lot of pressure and can quit whenever I want. Bet you didn't know that. But I like my job. Just treat me better. Check on me. Give me something green to nibble on every once in a while. And maybe we can do some exercise on occasion. Let's get to it. After all, we're in this together.
Listen to your heart. Don't let it quit on you. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get your blood pressure to a healthy range before it's too late. Find out how at heart.org/bloodpressure. Check, change, control. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
And your healthy heart friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts University. And make sure you start saving your money, because if you want to go to Tufts right now, it costs you $65,996 per year. Can you believe that, folks? So start saving your pennies. And guess what time it is? It's time to smash through the acoustic ceiling. Some nice stuff here. We're doing it kind of gently. I hope you like this one. WMFO Medford. New music headed your way. Check this song out. Hope you like it.
You give your hand to me, and then you say hello.
Thank you. Magic bee, big sad face of infinity. An illuminated clay ball manifesting many gentlemanly remarks. She kicks a star, clouds foregather in scimitar shape to round her cradle out, upside down any old time. You can also let the moon fool you with imaginary orange balls of blazing imaginary light in fright, as eyeballs, hurt and foregathered, wink to the wince of the seeing of a little sprightly ote, which projects spikes of light out the round smooth blue balloon, ball full of mountains and moons, deep as the ocean, high as the moon, low as the lowliest river lagoon, fish in the tar and pull in the spar. Billy the Bud and Hanshan Emperor and all wall moon gazers since Daniel McCree, Yeats. Gaze at the moon ocean marking the face. In some cases, the moon is you. In any case, the moon.
Babylon, where he sat down. cast away captivity, require from us a song. How can we sing King Alpha's song in a strange land? So let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight over us.
We need love, people, that can talk to you. We need what we need, and what we need is liberty, or we will have a revolution. We need what we need, and what we need to do is get together right now. Too much confusion. In all my life I've never seen so many broken hearts. Where did it start? No one will know, but we got to stop it fast. Listen to the radio every day and every night. They're blaming this, they're blaming that. I know they couldn't be right. No, no. We need what we need, and what we need to do is try to help our brother in any weather. We need what we need, and what we need to do is try to work together. Now and forever, we got to get up, get up and get up. The devil should not be our friend. Brothers, get up. Up and look into yourselves. Sisters, get up, get up, and get up. Get up and join hand in hand. Everybody, get up, get up, and get up. I know that you will understand.
Englishman in the end, the devil should not be our friend.
Hear that old cheese grater. Are you listening, Bill O'Reilly? This is WMFO in Medford. I'm Vin Maganzini. It is Acoustic Sailing. Welcome to the program. If you're new to Tufts University, if you're new to 91.5, we're here every Saturday. You can start your wonderful Saturday off with Mike in the morning. He's here. And then it's Something About the Women right after Mike. And then it's Brian Young and Crash Course for the Ravers. This is WMFO in Medford. Doesn't cost you a dime to listen. But if you want to send money, you can. You can send it to WMFO in Medford, Tufts University. P.O. Box 53065, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155. And all I can say is you don't have to send a dime. This is commercial-free radio. No commercials. It's music for you and for your ears and for your listening pleasure. Right now, I got a song that sounds exactly like Todd Rundgren, but it's not. And it's spooky because you're going to say, this is Todd, isn't it? No way. You're going to make a straight line to call it Todd, but it's not Todd. But it is WMFO in Medford.
Maybe it's time to make a beeline. No more sitting on the sideline. Haven't got the time to waste time. So maybe it's time to make a beeline. Hold on, wait just a minute. Sitting on the sideline. Haven't got the time to waste time. So maybe it's time to make a beeline. Go on, you could be lucky. Take a chance, just make a stance and let them know. Off you go.
Tell me that you don't want me no more. come back home someday.
You're gonna come back home someday. That's good old Howlin' Wolf on WMFO in Medford. And guess what, folks? I have another Howlin' Wolf for you. Check this one out, WMFO Medford. Right there is Jimmy Page and Led Zeppelin from Led Zeppelin Number 1. Probably my favorite song of theirs. It's a song called Black Mountainside. Boy, were they sharp. That's from their very first album, believe it or not. They sounded like they were a band that was played for years and years and years. It was recorded back in 1968, believe it or not. And boy, hardly anyone can top Led Zeppelin. Show-off musicians, but boy, were they amazing. Incredible, incredible. And that Black Mountainside, is one of my favorites. This is WMFO in Medford, and more music is on the way. Here we go. This is Bert Faulkner, and I hope you like this one. It's one of his pop songs. Sing it, Bert.
There's a light off in the distance after 39 long years. Black velvet hair and golden throat, a flood of female tears. There's Vernon and Paul Gladys and their Brantys in arrears. Sam Phillips gave that kid a shot and the future started here. A tortured man in black and walking right into the sun. His band were two mechanics who could barely pick and strum. That baritone and barrel through the streets all over town. Johnny Cash, he had a story and he wouldn't be held down. The manger where it all began, a storefront and a man named Sam. Unlikely place for Heaven's Gate, but rock and roll just couldn't wait no more.
We're
yourself.
B-I-Bicky-Bi-B-O-Bo-Bicky-Bi-Bo, B-U-Boo-Bicky-Bi-Bo-Boo. C-H-A-C-E-C-C-I-Sicky-Si-C-O-So-Sicky-Si-So-C-U-Soo-Sicky-Si-So-Soo.
Get the idea, girls? Now we'll all join together on the letter D.
D-A-Day, D-E-D.
WMFO in Medford, and it's time for the rundown. All right, thank you all for listening. This is Acoustic Sailing, and here are all the songs you heard this afternoon from 4 to 5. We started today's program off with Arlo Guthrie with his rendition of I Ain't Marching Anymore. That's from What's That I Hear? The Songs of Phil Oakes. We also heard off the very same recording, we heard David Buskin with his rendition of Boy from Ohio from What's That I Hear? The Songs of Phil Oakes. Then it was Alison Krauss from her latest record, Windy City. We heard a song called You Don't Know Me. It's an old song. Ray Charles did a version of it. Then it was Jack Kerouac with The Moon, Her Majesty, from the Jack Kerouac Collection, Disc A. Then it was The Melodians with The Rivers of Babylon from a collection of reggae songs called By the Rivers of Babylon. Then we heard a little tiny bit of Linda Ronstadt doing her version of The Rivers of Babylon. That was Linda Ronstadt from 1975 Live. After Linda, it was Jackie Edwards with Get Up from The Reggae Train, more great hits from the High Note label. Then it was one of my all-time favorite Clash songs. We heard Revolution Rock from their legendary, probably their greatest recording, London Calling, one of the few two record sets in rock and roll history that is worth hearing from start to finish. Can you name another? I have a hard time naming any other. Then it was Terrorvision with Tom Petty Loves Veruca Salt from an album called Help. And that album Help was a charity project from a lot of British artists, and I thought that sounded exactly, and I do mean exactly, like Todd Rundgren. I don't know why it's called Tom Petty Loves Veruca Salt, but that's the name. The band is called Terrorvision, and this album is called Help. Then we heard two cuts from Howlin' Wolf. We heard Come Back Home and How Many More Years. Both songs are from Memphis Days, the Definitive Collection, Volume 2. Led Zeppelin followed with Black Mountainside from their very first record entitled Led Zeppelin. Burt Faulkner was in there with In the Sun by Burt Faulkner. The last track we heard was Dan I and Jump with Joey, the old track Barefootin' from a CD called Ska Island. We heard some silly music from the wonderful Three Stooges. That was in there just for a little bit of fun. We'll be back right after this to say goodbye, so stick around and we'll say goodbye together, okay? Stick around.
The
federal government alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.
That's right. Get involved out there. Do your part. It's Earth Day, folks. Don't you love and cherish the earth? Do you pollute? Are you safe out there? Are you helping your fellow man? I certainly hope so. This is WMFO in Medford, and here's a quote for you. It's by Mark Twain. The two most important days in your life are the day you were born and the day you find out the reason why. This is WMFO in Medford. I'm going to leave you with a track by Paul Weller and Friends. It's from that record I mentioned, a charity record called Help. It's for the children of Bosnia. Support your local charity, whether it's tax deductible or not. This is WMFO in Medford. Stick around for DJ Shell and MCVT with their show called This Is Dancing. This is WMFO in Medford, and we all have to come together on the right thing. We all have to see what's out there and try our best to do what's right. This is WMFO Medford.
Thank you. Imagine being forced to live outside with only a thin coat to protect you from the bitter cold. Desperate, you call out to your family, but they ignore you. All alone, you shiver and shake as frostbite sets in, and you slowly freeze to death. When it's cold, bring your cat or dog inside. Make sure other outside animals have adequate food, water, and shelter, and report neglect immediately. For more information, visit PETA.org or call 757-622-PETA.
Be more.